Okay, so, we all negotiate every single day. Right, like you're at the farmer's market trying to get a better price, or you're trying to rally your neighbors to support a community garden, or, all these things. It's all about negotiation.
It is.
So you guys sent us some excerpts from How to Become a Better Negotiator, and we're going to take a deep dive today into how these skills
Okay.
can be applied right here in our own communities.
Yeah. I think that's
I
great.
think it's so cool. What's interesting about this source is it really reframes negotiation as like a collaborative process.
Yes.
It's not about being pushy or aggressive.
No.
It's really about understanding each other's needs and
Yeah.
finding creative solutions together.
Yeah, and that's such an important distinction because, so often
Absolutely.
people think about negotiations like,
Yeah.
I'm going to go in there and
I'm gonna win.
I'm going to win, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're talking about here.
Especially when we're talking about community building.
Especially in a community setting, right?
So this guide kind of kicks things off by distinguishing between win-lose and win-win
Yeah.
negotiations. So what exactly does that mean?
Well, think about it this way. You have a pie,
Okay.
a fixed pie, and a win-lose situation. One person takes a bigger slice,
Right.
leaving less for the other person.
Got it.
So the book gives a good example of like haggling for a used car.
Yeah.
The seller wants the highest price, the buyer wants the lowest price,
Great.
and it's inherently adversarial.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right.
But what about win-win?
Win-win.
That sounds so much more in line with
Yeah.
think and act
But the
philosophy.
win-win is about expanding the pie,
Ooh, I like that.
finding ways to create more value so both sides benefit.
Okay.
And that requires a shift in thinking
Yeah.
because you have to understand we're not always in direct competition.
Right.
Sometimes collaborating can lead to much better outcome for everyone.
You know, this makes me think about the ongoing debate about the new park proposal. You know, some folks are worried about the cost,
Right.
while others see it as like a vital investment in
Right.
our community's well-being.
Yeah.
I mean, could this be an opportunity for a win-win approach?
Absolutely. Instead of digging in their heels,
Yeah.
what if both sides kind of explored ways to make the park both affordable and impactful?
Yeah.
Maybe securing grants, partnering with local businesses, or even involving community members in the construction
Yeah,
process.
that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Creative solutions that address everyone's concerns.
Exactly.
Okay, so the book also introduces these three kind of power tools
Yeah.
for effective negotiation. And the first one is BATNA, which
BATNA.
stands for Best Alternative to a Negotiated
Yes.
Agreement.
Best alternative to negotiated agreement.
Right. So
Yes.
think of your BATNA as like your safety net.
Right.
It's what you'll do if this particular negotiation doesn't work out.
Exactly.
So let's say hypothetically you're trying to get the city council to fund a community center.
Okay.
What are your alternatives if they say no?
Well, you'd have to think about, okay, what
Yeah.
else could we do?
Yeah.
Could we launch a crowdfunding campaign? Could we partner with a local nonprofit?
Yo, hey.
Could we explore alternative locations?
Yeah.
There's always
There's always other options.
other options out there.
By identifying those options beforehand, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket,
Right.
and you're in a stronger position to walk away if the
Yes.
terms aren't favorable.
Exactly.
It gives you leverage.
It gives you leverage.
Yeah.
That can be so crucial when you're advocating for something you believe in.
Absolutely.
Now, what about the second power tool,
Okay.
the reserve price?
Reserve price. So your reserve price is your walk-away point.
Okay.
It's the absolute minimum or maximum you're willing to accept.
Okay.
So the book is an example of a local bakery.
Negotiating a contract with a new supplier. They need high-quality ingredients at a certain price point
Right.
to make their business sustainable.
Exactly.
That's their reserve price.
Yeah.
Going below that would jeopardize their whole operation.
Right.
Right.
So it's about knowing your non-negotiables, those
Exactly.
things that are absolutely essential
Yeah.
for you to achieve your goals.
It's about setting that clear boundary in your own mind before you even enter the negotiation.
Well, then that's a good point.
Otherwise, you might get swept up in the moment and agree to something that you later regret.
Yeah, that can be especially important when you're dealing with community issues,
Oh, absolutely.
where the stakes can be high and emotions can run strong.
Because it's not just about the issue itself, it's about the relationships,
Right.
the people you're working with.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay, so we've got our BATNA, our reserve price.
Yeah.
What's the third power tool?
The third one is the area of potential agreement.
Ooh, I like that.
So this is where the magic happens, right?
Okay.
That sweet spot where both sides' needs and interests overlap.
I like to picture it as a Venn diagram, you know,
that.
Where those shared goals and priorities intersect.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to visualize it.
So let's say, hypothetically,
yeah,
you're trying to organize a neighborhood cleanup day.
Okay.
You want a big turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbors want convenience.
Right.
Where's that area of potential agreement?
Well, we have to figure out what's convenient for them and what would get them excited to participate.
Yeah.
So maybe we provide free coffee and donuts.
Okay.
Organize carpools.
Ooh.
Make it a family-friendly event with activities for kids.
Okay, I like it.
You know, so it's not just a chore.
Yeah.
It's something that people actually want to be a part of.
It's fun for the whole family.
Exactly.
By understanding what matters to the other side,
right,
you can find ways to make the experience more appealing.
Yeah.
And increase participation.
And ultimately, it's a win for everyone involved.
Right. Everyone wins.
Everybody wins.
This is so valuable for anyone mm-hmm. working to make a difference
yes.
in their community.
Yeah. Hmm.
And it reminds me,
yeah,
if you're finding value in this deep dive,
please
consider supporting
yes.
Think and Act locally.
We appreciate it.
Head over to our website
yeah.
at https.thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
The link is in the show notes.
The link's in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Your support helps us continue to empower folks like you with these essential skills.
Yes, we really appreciate any support you can offer.
So having these three power tools is a great start.
It's a good foundation.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's still the question of how we actually get ready for negotiation.
The practical step.
This guide
mm-hmm.
emphasizes that.
Preparation is key.
Preparation is key.
You can't just show up and hope for the best.
Right. It's not about winging it.
Yeah.
We need a plan.
A strategy.
A strategy.
Mm-hmm.
What is the book?
Yeah. What does the book recommend?
I recommend.
Well. So welcome back to our deep dive into negotiation essentials for everyday life, and especially tailored for the Think and Act locally community.
Right. So in part one, we talk about how negotiation is about more than just haggling over prices.
Yes.
It's about understanding different perspectives and creating solutions that benefit everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we explored those three key power tools,
mm-hmm.
your BAT&A reserve price,
mm-hmm.
and the area of potential agreement to help you navigate those conversations
yeah, right.
with confidence.
It gives you a good toolbox to work with.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So now this guide kind of outlines a five-step process that most negotiations
okay.
tend to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is it starts with something that might surprise you.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Right.
Yeah.
The first step isn't about like making demands or laying down the law.
Interesting.
It's about building rapport,
oh.
getting to know the other side on a human level.
Yeah, humanizing the process.
All right. I can see how that's especially crucial in a community setting.
Oh, absolutely.
We're not just dealing with like faceless entities.
Right.
We're interacting with our neighbors, fellow residents.
Yeah.
Who we'll likely encounter
mm-hmm.
again and again.
Yeah, you're going to see these people at the grocery store.
Right, exactly.
At the community events.
Exactly. So you want to maintain those relationships.
Yeah, you don't want to burn bridges.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, this stage is about going beyond the surface level.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding their motivations, concerns, aspirations.
Okay.
It's about establishing that foundation of trust and mutual respect.
It's like that saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yes, they are.
And this also applies to like community initiatives, right?
Absolutely.
Imagine you're trying to rally support for a new bike path.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the time to understand why some residents might be hesitant.
Right.
Perhaps concerns about traffic or property values.
Yeah, or safety.
Right, for their kids.
Right. Or maybe they just don't like bikes.
Maybe they don't like bikes, exactly.
You know, who knows?
Who knows?
But it's about addressing those concerns head on, showing that you've listened.
Right.
That you're willing to work together to find solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've built rapport. We've established that human connection.
Mm-hmm.
What's step two?
Step two is where the actual negotiation begins.
Okay.
This is where you start outlining your goals,
mm-hmm,
exploring right. the potential for agreement.
Okay, so this is where we start talking specifics.
Exactly.
Laying out what we're hoping to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about giving everything away right off the bat.
No, no, no.
Remember those power tools we discussed?
Those are key.
Knowing your BAT&A and your reserve price gives you the confidence to hold your ground.
Absolutely.
Negotiate strategically.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't want to jump at the first offer that comes our way.
No, you want to be thoughtful.
We need to carefully consider what's in our best interest.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to walk away if the terms aren't favorable.
Right, that BTNA is your backup plan.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And this stage is also about active listening,
mm-hmm.
paying close attention to what the other side is saying.
Taking notes, asking clarifying questions.
Making sure you understand where they're coming from.
Absolutely. It's a dialogue, not a monologue.
It's a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It's about identifying those areas of overlap.
Right.
Those shared goals
mm-hmm.
that can form the basis for a mutually beneficial agreement.
Finding that common ground.
This reminds me of those community meetings where everyone has different ideas and priorities.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding that common thread.
Yeah.
That shared vision that can unite people.
And sometimes that takes a little creativity, thinking outside the box.
Now, step three
okay.
is where things might get a little more challenging.
Ooh.
It's the stage of expressing disagreement and conflict.
The dreaded conflict.
Conflict. That sounds a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about our own community.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the goal to maintain harmony and avoid confrontation?
Well, ideally, yes.
Right.
But, you know, conflict is a natural part of any negotiation.
Mm.
And it's not inherently negative.
Okay.
In fact, if handled constructively,
mm-hmm.
conflict can actually lead to more creative and sustainable solutions.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Think about it. When disagreements arise,
mm.
it forces us to dig deeper.
Okay.
To really understand the underlying reasons for those differences.
Right.
It can reveal hidden needs and priorities that
yeah.
we might not have been aware of.
So it's about using conflict as an opportunity for growth and understanding.
Exactly.
But how do we ensure that those conversations remain respectful and productive,
mm-hmm.
especially in a community context?
Right. Well, that's where strong communication skills come into play.
Okay.
Things like active listening,
mm.
reflective listening.
Okay.
The ability to express yourself clearly and assertively.
Right.
These are all essential.
And these are skills that are so valuable in all aspects of life.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just in formal negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
They help us build stronger relationships, navigate difficult conversations.
Yeah.
Ultimately create a more harmonious community.
It's like that ripple effect, right?
It is.
Starts small, but it spreads outward.
And remember, even when disagreements arise, it's important to focus on the shared goal.
Right.
What are we ultimately trying to achieve together?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping that bigger picture in mind can help us navigate those challenging moments.
Absolutely. It helps to depersonalize the conflict.
Okay. So we've weathered the storm of potential conflict.
And we made it through.
We've listened to each other.
Hopefully.
We've hopefully gained a deeper understanding of each other's perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Step four is all about reassessing and compromising.
Okay, so this is where we take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the situation with fresh eyes
mm-hmm.
and see where we can find common ground.
Exactly. This is where you start exploring potential concessions.
Yeah.
Looking for creative solutions that address both sides' interests. It's about moving from that my way or the highway mentality
right.
to let's find a way that works for both of us.
Let's meet in the middle.
Exactly.
This makes me think about the ongoing debate about the proposed community garden.
Mm-hmm.
Some residents are concerned about noise and traffic.
Right.
While others are eager for the fresh produce and community gathering space.
Mm-hmm.
How could compromise help bridge that divide?
Well, maybe the garden could be located in a less densely populated area.
Okay.
Or they could implement noise reducing measures.
Right.
Maybe they could even offer a portion of the produce to residents who live nearby.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Right. So it's a win-win.
It is.
Yeah.
It's about finding those win-win scenarios,
yeah.
those compromises that address everyone's needs.
Exactly.
And remember, compromise doesn't mean giving up on what's important to you.
Right.
It's about finding a solution that's mutually beneficial, even if it means making some adjustments
mm-hmm.
along the way.
You have to be flexible.
Right. And throughout this process,
mm-hmm.
it's crucial to keep those power tools in mind.
Absolutely.
Knowing your BATNA and your reserve price helps you stay grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid making concessions that you'll later regret.
Right. It's about negotiating from a position of strength, not desperation.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Negotiating from a position of strength, mm-hmm. not desperation.
You're not just reacting to their offers.
Right.
You're carefully considering what's in your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
What aligns with your overall goals.
Okay, so we've navigated the potential conflict.
Mm-hmm.
We've reassessed our positions.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we've found some areas of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
What's the final step?
The final step
is
where we hopefully seal the deal. Right? Step five is all about reaching an agreement and executing it.
So this is where we put it all in writing.
Exactly.
Make sure everyone's on the same page. And then we take action.
And this is where all that preparation and those power tools really pay off. Because you've thought through your options. You know your limits. You've listened to the other side.
Right.
So you can confidently move forward with a solution that works for everyone.
So it's not just about talking the talk.
You know.
It's about walking the walk.
It's about taking action.
Right.
Making those positive changes in your community.
And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about.
Absolutely.
Empowering individuals to make a difference.
Right.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into negotiation, I want to emphasize that these skills are not just for politicians or business leaders.
No, no, no.
They're for everyone.
Everyone.
Whether you're trying to get your kids to eat their vegetables.
Right.
Or you're advocating for a new park. Or you're simply trying to resolve a dispute with a neighbor.
Exactly.
These principles can help you create more positive outcomes in all areas of your life.
And the more you practice, the better you'll become.
Right. It's like any skill. The more you use it,
the more natural it becomes.
The more confident you'll feel.
Absolutely.
So if you're inspired to start putting these ideas into action,
please do.
We encourage you to check out our website at https.thinkandactlocally.com. You'll find tons of resources,
articles,
tips, tools to help you make a difference in your community.
And if you found value in this deep dive, please consider supporting us.
Yes.
Even a small donation can go a long way in helping us continue to create this kind of content.
You can find the donation link in the show notes.
It's easy to do.
And we appreciate every little bit.
We do.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into negotiation. And until next time, keep thinking.
And acting.
And acting locally.